This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVN, monitoring.
KC2NVM, this is K2PCB. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you on this fine Friday?
I'm actually quite pleased that we're at Friday already. So I guess the good thing is that the work week went fast. I'm afraid that the weekend's going to go fast. My plan for the weekend is, well, Lynn's great nephew has a birthday party, which I would normally go to if she goes. I mean, if we have something else going on, I wouldn't, but it's not the funnest time. It's a lot of people just sitting around socializing and they're in their little groups, you know. Each of the families sort of sit together, and it's okay. Food's good. Even the host tends to sit, you know, by herself and sit on her phone, and yeah, and sometimes it's a little annoying. But Lynn gave me an out this year. She said if I wanted to go kayaking, see what my sisters are up to, and maybe do that. So I called my one sister yesterday, and she might be interested. So I guess I'll finalize our plans tonight and double-check the weather, and, yeah, so we'll see what happens there. That could be fun. What about you? I don't know if I asked you already what you had plans.
Well, tonight we need to pick up Zoe from Girl Scout camp, so that'll be nice. We'll have her back. Sunday, weather depending, I might be helping a club member take down a tower from a silent key and then getting the tower. I don't know any specifications of the tower other than it is a fold down, I guess, and go from there. Although last night at the club I was able to have Kali Linux installed as a dual boot on my computator. Kind of exciting, although it's locking up after a couple minutes, so that just presents with more troubleshooting time.
Okay, so I hope that the boot's working well, Windows is still working well, or Mac, whichever you're using, and you're just having a problem with Kali Linux.
It seems the Windows side is fine. But Kali Linux, the mouse still works, but everything else just kind of locks up and goes from there. So you got to do a hard restart. But this will just present me with more issues to try to troubleshoot and go from there. One of the club members is an absolute Linux guy, and as soon as I mentioned putting Linux on a machine, he's like, "Oh, let's go!" And off we went. It was fantastic. Kind of ran into a couple issues, the BitLocker and all kinds of stuff, but he was like, boom, 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 this thing, done.
Okay, it doesn't sound horrible. Too bad the installation didn't go smoother, but I'd be only guessing to say maybe there's a proprietary driver. Did you install this on your new machine, or did you just install this on the Lenovo?
Nope, this is on the brandy new. This way, hopefully, it'll work itself out. I can figure it out.
Okay. So that being said, then, did you get a recovery drive for that machine, or did you make any recovery images for that machine in case things do go south? Just that in my experience, I have had things go horribly bad and have to reinstall.
No, I do not have a recovery disk, but I do still have the key for the Windows, to where if I have to, I can just go into and just erase everything and start over.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that's nice is if you... You can obviously start with a version. Vision operating system, but if there's any proprietary drivers or any specialized software for that machine, it's nice to have that at the beginning, but I'm sure they're all something that you can download and get you up and running. So, yeah, knock on wood, since I created my recovery discs, I don't think I've had to use it. Actually, I have recovery thumb drives for my newest machine. I still have all the discs for my old machine, which I don't even know where that thing is. But anyway, well, that's cool. So you didn't really get too much time to play around with it. But, yeah, it's more than a toenail in the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, I kind of jumped head first. Didn't look, didn't do anything. Just came up with the idea. And it turns out that once you put Kali Linux on the machine, that's the dominant operating system. And so when I turn it on, I can go either Kali or Windows, but if I wait 10 seconds, it'll automatically go to Kali.
Well, it sounds like it's loading to the grub loader, which is on that partition like we were talking about the other day, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I ended up creating this partition and to put Kali on, and Joe was like, yeah, we're just going to get rid of that, and Kali will automatically make its own partition and go from there. I'm like, oh, okay. And it was seamless, and then all of a sudden, now it's just locking up, but we can figure it out, or at least I got people.
Yes. Yeah, it's just me. I prefer to never let the operating system installer decide where things go. I prefer to do all that manually. And again, because I've gotten bit before. I like to be in control of what partition it goes on and, you know, the partition size. And I like to set all that up manually, like I was saying the other day. But you could change that. If you've got your loader, if you have it pointed so that in your BIOS, it points to that partition as your first drive, you can change that so it points to your Windows partition. You should be able to, so that it boots to Windows without question, without looking like any other operating systems on there. And then what you can do is, depending on the BIOS on that machine, you can either sometimes there's a keyboard key that you can hit during your boot to allow you to select a different operating system, or you have to change the boot order, which is a pain. But most modern BIOSes allow you to choose a different boot drive on boot manually, and that's what I do. That helps. Again, if Lynn's using the machine, she goes and sits on my desk, turns it on, it'll be Windows, which she's used to. If I want to use something else, and I press F12, and I get an option to choose something else.
Okay, I kind of like going to Kali first. It's going to force me to learn Linux and all that, which is my goal, is to learn Linux.
Well, there you go then. So long as it doesn't keep blocking up on you. Yeah, so you got to get through that hurdle. Yeah, that's cool. Well, that'll give you something to play with in your spare time. That's awesome. Let's see. Yeah, no radio play aside from it's funny. I think who was it? Was it Brad? I think it might have been Brad. I don't know if I haven't heard him in here yet, but we're not really leaving a lot of time for him to step in there. He had these little rubber ducky antennas, the shorties on one of his radios. I have one of those on one of my radios today at work here. Not that I listen a lot, but I don't need long range, especially if I'm going 3 foot from my MMDVM to my radio.
or even over in that test area, there's plenty of line of sight. So that's about all I did. And I put a mount on my dashboard for the HG. So other than that, not too much radio stuff. Just looking to get in and get the day going today. And some of the stuff that I've been testing, I'm looking to ship out. So might be a bit of a scramble today. And I'll say good morning to Brad if he is out there.
I just turned on the central and it's all static. I got nothing from that transmission. Just static, static, static.
Well, I'll say good morning. KC2PET.
Oh, there's Ross. I wasn't expecting you, sir. I was expecting you to be sleeping in this morning, getting ready for today's festivities.
Yeah, no sleeping in for me. Yeah. Woke up my normal time. You don't have an alarm clock on anywhere. I just, it's my normal wake-up time. I'm used to getting up. So, how's your morning?
Well, I don't know if you heard me just saying there that it's going to be a busy one today. We're starting to converge on being able to send out two of the three product families that I've been testing out for CE and EMC testing. So I didn't realize that Nick was off all next week, and he's working remote today. I've been doing a lot of collaboration with him on one of the families of products. So if I don't get it out of him today remotely, any answers, it'll have to wait till after, and I didn't want to do that. But, yeah, things are good. Sounds like you could potentially be on Echolink this morning. Would I be correct to say that?
Yeah, I figure I'd give it a try. I know you were having issues with it, and I'm going to see how it works.
Yeah, it has a little bit of so the background noise is perfect, immaculate. But when you do talk, there's this bit of a, I don't know how to phrase it, but to say there's a bit of a warble to it, if that's the right term. Yeah. That's how I recognize that. That's what it was. And it sounded too good. There was no road noise and anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know where that warble noise comes from. I don't know if that's just the conversion to my node. I'm not going to that to All-Star, I don't know. But I did play around for a little bit. Last night I tried getting our Zello feed from the fire department back up and running. So it did go down. I tried to get it started, wouldn't find the server. So went and did some Google searching after I couldn't get it to work. So apparently they have updated a lot in the older, software for what I'm running is not supported anymore. I got to upgrade it. And it's no longer just a Zello PC. It's a gateway, I guess you can hook up to it. I got to look more into it. But, yeah, it stinks. I got to take a PC and reinstall some new software on it, see if I can get it to work again.
Okay. Sounds like you've got a nice little challenge for you there, too. You know, I wonder if it's your mic gain. I know the Echolink app has an option to adjust mic gain. One simple test would be to just back off a little bit and see if that helps. And if it does, then maybe it could be remedied by mic gain.
All right, I'll give it a try. I just looked at my settings and it's set to zero. So I know you can adjust it too, and I think it's the RTT config file in All-Star. So I'll back off a little bit, see if this helps.
Now, there's a mic gain in your Echolink app, which is pretty, unless you're on the PC, but if you're on a Android, it's right there in the app.
Yeah, I did look at it in there, and it's set to zero. So I'm back way off now.
Yeah, I don't know if that made a difference. Maybe that's not it. Yeah, maybe it's in the bridge. So, all right. So I haven't even been watching the weather. I know it looks a little overcast right now. Does it look like you're going to have a good day today? I think that a lot of people head in that same direction.
Yep, we'll be heading out probably kind of 11 o'clock-ish, maybe. We'll start head out, get early day on it, and get our money's worth out of it.
Yeah, that would be an interesting venue, and maybe Jeff can chime in, but I wonder how many people will be running Mesh-tastic portables cruising around there. And have you found that, Jeff, that you go to an event like the fair and you'll have this this hot spot of convergence?
Sometimes. I try to carry a node with me at least to see what's going on. But that tracker I got is kind of small and innocuous, which is kind of neat. It still allows me to connect and see what's going on.
You know, I could probably take mine with me and just throw it in the truck. Mine's portable. Maybe see if it'll pick up something.
We had a guy at the club last night who was looking to join. He's the manager of the Linux Hotel down on North Street. And we're talking to him, and it's like, he also lives there. And I'm like, do you have access to the roof? You can always put an antenna on top. And he's thinking that the taxi cab company had an antenna up there, so it might even still be there in the control room. So we're going to probably get with him and be like, hey, let's put a Mesh-tastic node up here.
Yeah, I'm always curious to see what kind of range you can get with the externals. It seems like, obviously, the one that comes with it's not the greatest. I've been looking for the Omni up to see what happens.
All right, well, it is that time, and I'm going to go go to work. KC2NVM, have fun at the fair. 73.
All right, KC2NVM, KC2PT, and I'm sure Travis is probably looking to get in as well. So I'll probably sign with him. So KC2PCB, this is KC2PET. You guys have a good day at work, and I will talk to you again on Monday.
Yep, I am already walking. This is K2PCB. Have fun. 7-3.